A word for you from Titus chapter 3, verses 9 and 11. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. And then verse 14. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. So, at the end of this letter of Paul to Titus, we find two points here. There's much more that he said, but I find two important points in verse 9 and then in verse 14. Verse 9 tells us what to avoid, and verse 14 what to do. You see, these two things go together. If you want spiritual life and abundance, you need to know what it is to avoid certain things and what to do. Paul, in this chapter, has spoken of an abundance that speaks of the lavishness of God. In verse 5, 6, and 7, where he speaks about the regeneration, the renewal, which he's poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ. And of course, with that, it is no contradiction to Paul then saying, now avoid these foolish things, because otherwise you are being stingy on yourself, and you will grieve the Holy Spirit who wants to live in you abundantly. What are these things to avoid? And he mentions them by name: foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, quarrels about the law. You would think that Paul here would speak about certain sins to avoid, clear-cut sins. But instead, he's speaking of the things that Christians sometimes fall into, the unnecessary things which we are to avoid, such as foolish controversies. And Paul was well aware that these controversies were usually about spiritual things. They were not about different grades of sin and people wanting to sin. Instead, they were questions, perhaps even about the scriptures, which were plain foolish. Instead of accepting the clear-cut word of God as it states, you try and interpret it this way and that way, and you try and add your own interpretation. And Paul says, avoid genealogies, dissensions. These are Christian arguments. Avoid these things, Paul says. And then in verse 14, now devote yourself to good works. And then he says specifically, help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. There are things you ought to do. There is to be fruit from your life, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in helping others. Things to avoid and things to do.